מבאר שבע וילך הרומה. Rashi says over here, look how Yitzchak luchtav ela vayelach Yaakov Charona. You know he was in Be'er Sheva. So why does it mention vayetze Yaakov in Be'er Sheva? Well, magid she yitzias tzaddik when amokim oisa roshim. The tzaddik is in the city who hoida, who ziva, who hadora. He is the light, he is the shine, he is his beauty. Yosem Yisham, Pana Haida, Pana Ziva, Pana Hadara. Similarly, we find by Rusan Naomi, by Teitzim and Amokim, we find the same thing. Simple Zisal Breides, as Sal points out, we know that the Torah is like mountains that are built on a little hair. You find a lot of times one letter, we learn out halachas from a word you could learn numerous halachas from. The Torah is very frugal with the way it learns things out of words and psukim and oisias. Now, if over here the Torah wanted to tell us about the godless of Yaakov Avinu, there's other things that it could have told us is godless about. For example, on the pasuk Yivineh Malachi Elokim Oilim V'Yardim Bay, the Targum Yerushalmi says that the malachim that went up in the dream, they went up from Chutz La'aretz, and they met the malachim that were coming, they went up from Eretz Yisrael, they met the malachim that were coming to be malavihim in Chutz La'aretz, and they said to them, come and see Yaakov Chasida, that his picture is carved out under the Kisei HaKavod. Because I know you have a tremendous rotzen to see him. And they talking went down to see him. It wasn't stam, you know, curiosity. Malachim and not stam curious. They wanted to gain new hasagis in Madregas. The 14 years, and it doesn't say this openly in the pasuk. It's b'derech remiza. Malachel kim olim v'yardim by. It doesn't say what it was. It's b'derech remiza. The 14 years that Yaakov Avinu learned Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eva, he didn't go to sleep once. That also says it with a small little remiza. And over here, this Indian, if you see a Sadduk and a Mokam Oisarashim, the Torah says it outright, Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva. It says it outright. And his leaving left the Roshim. What's the Pshad? Why is it that those Yevaldig Azachim, it says V'derech Ramiza, and this it says out in the open. So Simcha Zisal writes, it says V'aystoishim over here, that the Ikur Gagul Sa'odam is mentioned in terms of what roshim he made on the Bria. What roshim did he make on the world? What hashpah he had on others? And the place of a tzaddik is misraiming by him just being there. There's a special chiddush here because Yaakov Avinu was not, you know, out in the open. Yaakov Avinu was tamim b'yeshiva shein ve'ever. And afal pi kein, he made a roshim on the people that were there, hoido ziva hadora. So that's why the Torah comes out right and says it. That is the ikur mark of a tzaddik. He makes a roshim on the makim. Also, you know, the Pirkei Rav Elazar says that that stone that he slept on, it was a simple stone. There was nothing special about it. And after he slept on it, so that became this Kaddish, Mamish, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzarefit to be a chelik of the Eben Shasiyah under the Beis HaMikdash. So the Kiddush of a tzaddik leaves a roshim on the most pashtid things. And even after he left over here, there was a roshim made on the bucket. We see how much Gedolim made a roshim on the world, the Chofetz Chaim. We're living off of the Chofetz Chaim today. Literally, it's already 90 years since he was nifter. The Chofetz Chaim is very much alive today. Chazon Ish, the Chofetz Chaim, all the Gedolim, Rabbi Aaron Cutler, and going back, the Vilna Gaon, their roshim is unbelievable what they had on us. So a person's ikur gadlus is mentioned, is evaluated based on the roshim that he had on the people around him and on the makim. Vayachaloyim v'inei sulam mutzav aretzav v'roshim agiyah hashamayma. We learned this parasha. We have to, that was the parasha with the Ovis in general, Maisa Ovis Simon Levonim. We have to realize that the Torah is giving us direct messages, Mamish Negeh to us. Let's think a little bit into the matzav that Yaakov Avinu found himself in. He was sitting in the Gan Eden Mamish. He was sitting in the surroundings of Yitzchak and Rivka, his father and mother. They were the Tzaddikei Olam. He also went to the Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber. He was not missing a thing. He had everything he needed. Peace and tranquility and Menuchas HaNefesh to sit and learn. And all of a sudden, his mother gives him a tzivui al pi nevuah to chop away the brachas from Esav. That's what she was makavel the nevuah. He listened to her. And now all of a sudden he finds himself running away. He's a fugitive by no fault of his own. He became a fugitive. And where is he going to? Where is the place of refuge? The Moedei Kemakom to save himself by a lovan. He knew very well who lovan is. And Esav sends a lifaz to go after him and to kill him. And Yaakov Avinu convinces him, take my money, take everything I have, and that's Ani Choshev Kemeis. So he's left without his father and mother with him, without Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber with him, without his surroundings, without any money, without any gashmias, all alone. So you can imagine what a shval ha-matzav he found himself in. And Chazal called this a lotion of katnus hamoichin. People go through tkufas in their life of godless hamoichin, where they feel elevated. And this undoubtedly was a time of katnus hamoichin. Chazal say that this is where Yaakov Avinu said, Sholam Alo, he says, Einai Elohorim, Ayayin Yovei Yezri. And look at Chil, he had a shtickle question, what's going to be with me? And then he was mechazik himself, Ezri miyim Hashem oisa shemayim baaretz. But Lamaisi, he found himself in a very difficult time. So he has this cholam. What's the meaning of this cholam? And why did Bidavka come at this time? So it's Yadua, the Malbim says that the Sulam Mutzavarts of Rosh Magi HaShemayim refers to Yaakov Avinu. It refers to a person. He's a Sulam Mutzavarts. A person is grounded down here in Gashmias on this world. The Rosh Magi HaShemayim, his kayak goes all the way up. He's a blend of Shamayim and Oretz. Tagam, he's down here with Gashmiyazdika needs and Gashmiyazdika limitations. Of a Rosh Magia Shamayim, his power goes all the way up to Shamayim. Ad kedei kach, that Malachi Elokim Oilam V'yardim Bo. That he has the koich of being Mala Madregas of the Malachim. If he's Mala, his own Madrega, he elevates the entire Bria, including the Malachim. If Chas v'Sholem, he goes the other way. The Malachim Yaradim, but they go down based on him, and he brings bracha to the world. But why Dafka now is he given this nevuah? So the Sefer Imre Yosef, Yosef Meir of Spinkes, Echetzali v'Kodesh l'Bracha, he says that because Yaakov Avinu found himself in the lowest matzav haruach, Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted to tell him, says, listen, Zayin, don't look at the way you feel right now. It's not about the way you feel. Your feeling is not the determining factor in who you really are right now. So, Stavisen Zayin, you could be a Sulam Mutzavarza. You could feel down to the ground of your Hashpo if you follow the ways of Hashem, even if you don't feel it. Is Roshe Magia Hashemayim or Malachi Elkim Olam V'Yordim Bay. And the Malachim and Shemayim are rooting for you because your Avoida has a Roshim to be Malodah. And he brings down, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef brings down B'Shem, the measure to Magid. It said over B'Shem the Baal Shem. I'm sorry, B'Shem the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, who said B'Shem is Rebbe to Baal Shem, that the over anova of a person makes him compromise his avodah. I heard this also B'Shem the Chassam Sofer, that we're too big of an anov, we're too belittling of ourselves, we don't realize our godless. And this was the message that they were telling Yaakov Avinu over here. Right now you're a Sulam Mutzavarza. Right now you feel down to the ground. You should know that even in this matzah, Roshe Magia Shemayim, you have the koich of having tremendous hashpois in the Olam is Ad Kedei Kach that the Malachim are Olam V'yardim Bay. And also V'nei Hashem Nitzav Olam. Hashem is standing by you, L'shaim Rei, to guard you. That's something that we have to know in the dark and bitter gullus, you know, it's just never ending. It doesn't seem like it's going to end. And a person can get discouraged from that. And in the dark and bitter gullus, where Klal Yisrael has many nisyonis, every yochid has only his own hardships as well. And when we find ourselves in this massive of hardship, we think lowly of ourselves. Who am I? What am I? What am I doing? What am I accomplishing? I'm a nobody. So you should know, if you follow in the ways of Hashem, even if you don't feel it, you're Roshe Magia Hashemayim. This was the Divrei Chizuk that they were giving to Yaakov Avinu at this moment. Vayikach me'avnei hamokai, vayosim arashoysev. So Rashi says, he took a bunch of stones, oson kimin marzev l'roish, they made like a drain pipe, the form of a drain pipe around his head, because he was afraid of the chayas royas, so mamele he made a form around his head. So simple as Yisrael of Kalm asks, so what kind of a protection is that exactly? You know, the rest of your body is totally exposed. He put a few stones around his head, and that's his protection. Second of all, he asks a question. Later on in the parasha, we find the Yaakov Avinu, he put up sticks by the water where the animals came to drink, and they would see the different colors, and that way it would produce akudim, the kudim of ruin. What was the need for that? The Malachim, we know later, he says the Malachim, they were there, and they brought the tzayin, you know, to being in that matzah. So why b'chlal did Yaakov Avinu do what he did? There was no need for it. So Alter from Kelmzeich, Hasadim HaKadosh L'Vroch, explains, Yaakov Avinu was totally b'teach b'Hashem even without the stones. He knew that everything is totally in the Rotzon HaBayre. The stones by his head are not my level of merit. If Hashem wants him to be protected, he'll be protected. Nervous. Because we live in Olam HaZed, you have to have Hishtadlus. You have to put Hishtadlus in. So I'll say Hishtadlus, this is the amount of stones that he has. So he put the Hishtadlus, whatever Hishtadlus he could put in, he put it around his head. The same thing later on with the Malachim. He knew that the Malachim were going to take care of him. It's all totally in the Rotzon HaShem. Over a person's mechuyev to make his Hishtadlus, and mainly he made his Hishtadlus with the sticks. Now why is there a Chiv of Hishtadlus? The Chiv of Hishtadlus is to test the person if he's going to lose himself and think that it's his Hishtadlus that's doing it. That's the reason why there has to be a Hishtadlus Adam. But ultimately, it's all the Rotzon HaBayre. Now here he made his Hishtadlus with a few stones around his head, even though that's not going to help. Of course, it's Hashem that helps. I have to make Hishtadlus. And the same thing with the sheep. Malachim helped him, but he had to make his Hishtadlus. I saw it brought down from Chaska Levenstein, that it's Avi the Kodesh Levroche, that a person should test himself in his emunah b'Hashem. A lot of times, you know, when things are going well, oh, Yivaldi, I'm Samechan Hashem, and you know, Yivaldi, and it's Mayudik. But the minute the tiniest little hardship turns up, it's not going exactly the way, you know, we thought it was going to go. We get nervous, we get all uptight, whatever. That's the emzdik of b'chinah of emunah in Hashem. When things are not going exactly your way, you know, it's always easy to say, Baruch Hashem, Panos is going well, health is going well. Ah, Chazdei Hashem, I'm Emun in Hashem. When things start going not so great, that's where the Bechina is of having Emun in Hashem. Somebody once came into Reb Chatzkel. You know, I might have mentioned this story already once or twice. Somebody once came into Reb Chatzkel, he saw he was with a Gevaldige Simcha. So he asked him, what's the Mashgiach so b'sin? Usually he had more of a stern look, not that he wasn't besimcha, but his countenance was that of a more stern appearance. So he asked him, what's up, Mr. Mashgiach, so besimcha? So he said that when he was in the mirror, Mashgiach in the mirror, the poverty was so great, and he hardly ever got a check, certainly not on time. He went who knows how many weeks and months without payment from the yeshiva. So there he lived off of Hashem, and he felt he was living off of Hashem. He came here to Panevish, and Panevish Rav is Baruch Hashem, very efficient with financial matters, and regularly, every week or two, he got his check. So he felt that he wasn't so dependent on Hashem. He says, for the last number of months, we haven't gotten paid. He says, Baruch Hashem, I get to live off of Hashem again. That's an emezdika oyveid in the moon of Hashem. That's an emezdika oyveid. Vayashkem Yaakov Baboiker, Yaakov woke up in the morning. Vayikach eso even asher summer asher iso. He took the stone which he placed by his head, put it as a monument. So you see from over here, Yaakov Avinu, he made a matzeva l'Hashem. In the Torah, we find there's a difference between a matzeva and a mizbeach. After Kabbalah's HaTorah, only the mizbeach was considered something good by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matzeva was awesome. By the mizbeach, it says in Parshas B'Shalach, Mizbeach Adom Etas Ali, V'zovach Do'olov, V'soy L'sech V'eshlamech. By a matzeva, it says, V'loisokim L'chol matzeva, Asher Sonei Hashem Alikach. She not put up a matzeva that Hashem hates. Rashi says over there the reason. Even though that in the days of the Ovis, they used to make a matzeva, but now Hashem hates it because it became a chayk for the Ovid Avodah Zarah. Sham Shamfal Hirsch, others also asked the question. I mean, we know that the Goyim used Mizbeichas also to be Eved Avodah Zarah. It says, Kies Mizbechoysam, Titoitsun, Ves Masayvosam, Titishmeru. So you find they made Mizbeichas also and used it for Avodah Zarah. And second of all, here Yaakov Avinu made a Matseva. Upon his return to Eretz Yisrael, it says, Vayasav Shom Mizbeach, why over here was a matzeva, and later on he made a mizbeach. Another thing we have to understand is that by the Isra matzeva, it precedes it with the Isra of planting a tree near the Beis HaMikdash. In the Dvarim capital Tazayin, Yisita Lucha Ashera, or Kol Eitz, Eitz Mizbeach Hashem Alikecha, V'loisok Melucha Matzeva. Like, what's the connection between planting a tree near the Beis HaMikdash and putting up a matzeva? So a few ha'aris. Number one, why originally was it bad? Was it good? Later on it became bad. Why originally Yaakov Avinu made a matzeva? Later on he made a mizbeach. What's the shaychus between the tree and matzeva? So Shem Shemfal Herzatzal says a gebal de gipshat. Says the difference in mitzias between a matzeva and a mizbeach is that a matzeva is made out of one stone. Naturally, the way it was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A mizbeach is a tziruf of many stones where a person puts his ishtadlis in, he builds it, he puts his koichas into it. A stone, a regular stone, is round, whereas a mizbeach, there's a peide, a bedavka has to be square. All the measurements of the mizbeach are not ma'akav. The only thing that's ma'akav in a mizbeach is it has to be perfectly square. What does that represent? She says, Gavaldi, there's a Yerushalmi that says that there's nothing in nature, in regular teva, that's square. So Yerushalmi Masechtas Nedarim. Everything is round. The tree is rounded. Stones are rounded. A lot of times leaves are rounded. Eggs are rounded. You're not going to find in teva a square. A man-made thing is square. It shows us that there's two mahalchim in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The original mahalch was Al Yidei HaMatseva. Matseva represents appreciating natural teva, appreciating the chasodim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed into the Bria, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the goodness that he gives us. That's represented by the Matseva. Mizbeach represents a lot more, not just appreciating the teva and thanking. You have to actively use your maisim, use your koiches to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first one was the derech of avoida of man before Matan Torah. Asara Ma'amoris Nivra Ha'olam. Asara Ma'amoris was teva. And Hashem has desired we should be makarim through teva. And that's why they used the matzeva to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After Maimon Har Sinai, that's Aseres HaDibris with his tzivuyim, to serve Hashem through action. There's the Taryag Mitzvahs. Then it's not good enough to just appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to dedicate our maisim, our koiches, fully, b'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol miyodecha. Then it's not good enough to serve Hashem the other way. So that's the pshat. Originally it was an accepted avodah, right? Saiva, you know, my Goyim, Avraham Avinu also, that was the Iker. Avraham Avinu was not Makayim Mitzvahs B'Torah Zechiyuv. He did it because the Ruach HaKodesh told him to, but it wasn't the Tzivui. So then it was not yet required to use all of our Koyches, then a Matseva was acceptable. After Matan Torah, HaKodesh Baruch Hu wanted to dedicate all our Koyches with Avayda B'Chol Avavcha, U'V'Chol Navshecha, U'V'Chol Mi'Oidecha, then nature alone was not good enough, then Teva alone was not good enough, then you used to have to make a mizbeach, and that's the square that's meira amais b'nei yodam. That's why the tree, the eitzim, are a hagdome to why you're not allowed to make a matzeva, because eitz is teva, right? Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, first eitzim, you can appreciate teva, but that's not our avoda. Our avoda has to be ayidei open maisim, and ayidei the maisim, that's how we really get to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the end of Nasa V'Nishma. Maisa comes before the Heret, right? The Iker has to be the Maisa, and through that we there, right? It's interesting. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, someone that's walking by Derech, and he's learning, and he says, Manoah Ilan Zeh. Charezim Eschai Ben Apshay. So the Shai, why? He's appreciating the Godless HaBarei. What's wrong with that? So Yeshayim of the Nein Hanami, if he appreciates the tree for Godless Avayri, he's talking fine, but others say no. You're mafsik me Mishnosei. And the answer is because Mishnosei represents the Avayda B'chol Avavcha V'chol Navshecha V'chol Mi'Oidecha. Right? That's the highest form of Avayda, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us right now. And serving him through appreciation of the Briya B'makim that, that's Asher Sonei Hashem Aleikecha. If you could utilize your koyches now to their fullest in a higher form of avayda, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want you to minimize your koyches by just plain appreciating the teva. Yaakov Avinu, right now when he made the matzeva, was going out to Chutz La'aretz. So the matzeva represented the avayda he's still going to be doing in Chutz La'aretz. When he came back to Eretz Yisrael, especially since Yaakov Avinu is the midah of Torah, and in Eretz Yisrael, he was going to keep the Torah. Ramban says that he kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. That's why Rachel Imenu was nifter right as they entered Eretz Yisrael. He couldn't be married to two sisters in Eretz Yisrael. So going back to Eretz Yisrael represented this new form of Avodah. So there Yaakov Avinu made him his Beach. Those Zogt, Rosham Shon Ron Hirsch, Givaldige original and Yisaitis the Kipshat. Atoha pa milove ishi elai. When Levi was born, so Rachel said, Atoha pa milove ishi elai, ki aladati le shloisha banim. Alkein, karish shemoi Levi. So Chaim Shmulevitz points out, Shevet Levi was in Skadish with the Kedusha El Yayna, more than the rest of Klal Yisrael. This Kedusha is listed in Meseftes Pesachim Daf Kuf Dalet. Gemara over there says, what Lashonis of Avdolah should you say? So one man Domin says, an Avdolah ben Kodesh L'Chayil, ben Or L'Chayshech, ben Yisroel L'Amin, ben Tomei L'Tor, ben Mayim El Yoinu L'Mayim Atachtoinim, ben Kahanim L'Vim V'Yisrael. It's one of the Avdolahs that Hashem made in the Bria. Pasht is the Iker Tam of Kedusha's Levi, is because they weren't over on the Chet HaEgel. He didn't care about his relatives or whatever. He beikar. He came out and he said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mila Hashem Elai. It was Shevet Levi that came to the call. That's beikar. Of Lamaisa, we find that they had Kedusha beforehand already. We find in Mitzrayim, they didn't do any of the Avodah, right? So Vice says that they were Miuchid in Eretz Mitzrayim already before the Mice of the Ego. So where did this special Kedusha come from? So Chaim Shmulevitz says, hey, Yois, over here, how did the Kedusha come? Over here it says that Aidei the Leida of Levi, it was Goyrim Otoish's Kirov Halavavas between Yaakov Avinu and Leah. As Leah said, Atoha Pami Lova Ishi, Al Kain Karashmoy Levi, a Shevet that causes a connection between two Yiddish and Neshamis, that becomes Kodesh L'Netzach Mitzvah. In other words, the Iker Tachlis of Levi was to bring people together. That kiruv, that is the most important zach, that is the kedusha. And we see from over here what great kedusha there is in people that bring kiruv levavis between yid. It's interesting. Chazal say, Talmidei Chachamim Ma'arim Sholom Ba'im. What's the pshat? Like, what's the chiddush in that? Why would I think not? And the answer is, a lot of times Talmidei Chachamim have to be kanoim. Levi was a kanoi. He went up and he went. They killed people that were Isaac in the ego. Pimthas ben Elos ben Aaron HaKoyin came from Shevet Levi. Hinani Noisin Leis Risi Shalom. A lot of times they have to do the opposite, what seems the opposite, to bring Shalom. But in essence, if the Emachazik Torah, if the Emachazik Kedusha, that is in essence bringing together Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael's togetherness and Achdus depends on keeping the Torah. And finally, Im Asher Timtzus Eloi Hecha Lo Yechia. When Laban came, he chased after Yaakov, and he was looking for his Avodah Zarah. So Yaakov says that with whom you find your gods, they're not going to live. So Chofetz Chaim says that from the happenings of the Avos, he could see how great is the Koyach HaDibur. Yaakov Avinu said over here, "Emes Asher Timtze Es Eleicha Lo Yifya." Rashi brings down the Chazal that from that klola, Rochel Imenu was nifter. Even though Chas Shalom Yaakov Avinu didn't mean such a thing, but that is Kishgoga Shiyotzim L'fnei Hashalit. Koyach HaDibur, especially if a tzaddik is powerful, and the male, he lost Rochel Imenu because of that. Because of this very Siba. Later on, you find a certain amhaga of Yaakov. When the Shiftei Kor came back from Mitzrayim and they told him, Dibramam Adonai Haaretz, he spoke to them harshly, he accused them of Meraglim, he took Shimon, he wants them to bring down Binyamin. You can imagine the accusation of Meraglim was a very formidable thing. And there was a danger of them Amish being in prison. Yaakov Avinu did not say a word to Lapi the Moshe. Not only that, but he told them, bring them a matana, ma'atzuri, ma'advash, the chayis, the loy, bot, the mishkein. He held his mouth back from saying anything. It could be that he learned from this ma'isa with Rachel. And all he said was, v'kel shaka yitn lechem rachim and lefnei ha'ish. Take a look how much Yaakov Avinu gained by not being moitzi of klola. If Chas v'sholem, he would have said something bad, he could have lost the son together with the mother. But because he was more Zohir now and didn't say it, it comes out that Yosef lived and Yosef was Machayim and Mitzrayim, and we were Zohir that he paved the way for Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. That's the Koyach HaDibur of a person. A good Shabbos.